Part 1. Photographs. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear three statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book. Example. Now, listen to the three statements. A. David is angry. B. David is sad. C. David is happy. Statement C, David is happy, is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet.
Question number 1.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Adults receive red envelopes from parents. B. Children receive red envelopes from adults. C. People receive Christmas gifts.
Question number 2.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Tony is the tallest of all. B. Peter is the tallest of all. C. Peter and Henry are the tallest of all.
Question number 3.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Jay is stronger than Dr. Brown. B. Dr. Brown is stronger than Jay. C. Dr. Brown is not strong.
Question number 4.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. The white car is the most expensive of all. B. The black car is the most expensive of all. C. The red car is the most expensive of all.
Question number 5.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Sally goes to school on foot. B. Sally goes to school by bike. C. Sally's mother goes to work by scooter.
Question number 6.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Last week, Bill went to the museum with his family. B. Last week, Bill went to the beach with his family. C. Last week, Bill went to a restaurant with his family.
Question number 7.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Helen was in a piano training class during summer vacation. B. Helen was in an English training class during summer vacation. C. Helen was in a football training class during summer vacation.
Question number 8.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. Penguins live in the dry deserts. B. Leopards live in the South Pole. C. Lizards live in the hot deserts.
Question number 9.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. A baby horse is a calf. B. A baby goat is a colt. C. A baby horse is a colt.
Question number 10.
Look at the picture and choose the best answer. A. The rhinoceros lives in the plains of Africa, and so does the hippopotamus. B. The hippopotamus has 4 legs, and the rhinoceros doesn't. C. Both the hippopotamus and the rhinoceros have humps. Part 2. Question response. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and 3 responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C. Example. Where is the meeting room? A. To meet the new director. B. It's the first room on the right. C. Yes, at 2 o'clock. The best response to the question, where is the meeting room, is choice B. It's the first room on the right. So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Question number 11.
May I help you? A. Thank you very much. B. I am looking for sunglasses. C. Here you are.
Question number 12.
What is Lucy going to do? A. She is drawing a picture. B. She rides to school every day. C. She is going to walk her dog.
Question number 13.
Where can David buy a basketball? A. David loves the shoe department. B. David can play basketball well. C. In the sporting goods department.
Question number 14.
What do people do on Chinese New Year's Eve? A. People hang lanterns. B. People watch the moon together. C. All the family members eat a big dinner together.
Question number 15.
When is Mid-Autumn Festival? A. It is on January 15th on the lunar calendar. B. It is on the second Sunday in May. C. It is on August 15th on the lunar calendar.
Question number 16.
Which school subject is easier? A. English is easier. B. My favorite school subject is English. C. Science is not easy.
Question number 17.
Are these your books? A. Yes, it is. B. No, it isn't. C. Yes, they are.
Question number 18.
What do people do at Christmas? A. Family members come together for a big feast on Christmas. B. People send candy to their loved ones. C. People go on picnics.
Question number 19.
What does she have to do? A. She has a nice brother. B. She has to finish her homework. C. She usually goes to school at 8.
Question number 20.
How will you go to the English class? A. There are many students in my English class. B. English is very important. C. On foot.
Question number 21.
Who went to England yesterday? A. Jack travels to England. B. Jack is from England. C. Jack.
Question number 22.
When did Jack ride his bike? A. He has a new bike. B. His father bought him the bike last year. C. Last year.
Question number 23.
What was the weather like yesterday? A. The weather is sunny. B. I didn't like the weather. C. It was cloudy.
Question number 24.
What's your Chinese zodiac sign? A. My Chinese zodiac sign is the lion. B. My Chinese zodiac sign is the tiger. C. My favorite animal is the rooster.
Question number 25.
I come from Africa. A. Me either. B. So do I. C. I will come too.
Question number 26.
Which sentence is correct? A. The jungles are dry. B. The North and South Poles are very cold. C. The deserts are hot and wet. Part 3. Conversations. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer some questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, or C. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken 2 times.
Question 27 and 28 refer to the following conversation.
May I help you?
Yes, I am going to go hiking with my friends this weekend, so I need a jacket and a pair of hiking boots.
This way, please. We have different kinds of jackets and boots here.
May I try them on?
Sure.
Question 27.
Why does the man want to buy a jacket and a pair of boots? A. Because he will go hiking with his friends. B. Because he will go swimming with his friends. C. Because he will go rock climbing with his friends.
Question 28.
What does the man want to do when he sees the boots and jackets? A. He wants to know the price. B. He wants to buy them. C. He wants to try them on.
May I help you?
Yes, I am going to go hiking with my friends this weekend, so I need a jacket and a pair of hiking boots.
This way, please. We have different kinds of jackets and boots here.
May I try them on?
Sure.
Question 27.
Why does the man want to buy a jacket and a pair of boots? A. Because he will go hiking with his friends. B. Because he will go swimming with his friends. C. Because he will go rock climbing with his friends.
Question 28.
What does the man want to do when he sees the boots and jackets? A. He wants to know the price. B. He wants to buy them. C. He wants to try them on.
Question 29 and 30 refer to the following conversation.
You look perfect in the new jacket and hiking boots. What color jacket do you like?
Yellow is not my color. I like black, but I want to try blue this time.
I see. Here you are.
Thank you. Both the jacket and the boots are the right size. I will take them. How much are they?
They are $135 altogether.
Okay. Can I pay by credit card?
Sorry, we only accept cash.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Question 29.
What color does the man want? A. Black. B. Yellow. C. Blue.
Question 30.
How much are they? A. $135. B. $125. C. $115.
You look perfect in the new jacket and hiking boots. What color jacket do you like?
Yellow is not my color. I like black, but I want to try blue this time.
I see. Here you are.
Thank you. Both the jacket and the boots are the right size. I will take them. How much are they?
They are $135 altogether.
Okay. Can I pay by credit card?
Sorry, we only accept cash.
No problem.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Question 29.
What color does the man want? A. Black. B. Yellow. C. Blue.
Question 30.
How much are they? A. $135. B. $125. C. $115.
Question 31 and 32 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, this is John at Sunny Travel Agency. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Sally Chen. I'd like a ticket to New York City this week.
For this week, we have 3 flights a week to New York, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. When do you want to be there?
I need to be there before Friday.
Question 31.
When does Sally want to go to New York? A. Last week. B. Next week. C. This week.
Question 32.
How many flights can Sally choose from? A. 2. B. 3. C. 4. Hello, this is John at Sunny Travel Agency. Can I help you?
Hello, this is Sally Chen. I'd like a ticket to New York City this week.
For this week, we have 3 flights a week to New York, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. When do you want to be there?
I need to be there before Friday.
Question 31.
When does Sally want to go to New York? A. Last week. B. Next week. C. This week.
Question 32.
How many flights can Sally choose from? A. 2. B. 3. C. 4.
Question 33 to 35 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, and which class do you want to fly? Economy, business, or first class?
Let me see. Economy class, please.
And will anyone be traveling with you?
Yes, my parents will go with me.
Is this a round trip or do you want a one-way ticket?
We will stay there for Christmas, so we want one-way tickets.
Okay, please give me a minute while I check seats. Good. There are 3 seats on Tuesday, but not on Thursday. The flight leaves at 11:30 and arrives in New York at 2:30 p.m. local time. Shall I book it for you?
Yes, please.
Question 33.
What class does Sally want? A. Economy class. B. Business class. C. One business class and one economy class.
Question 34.
Who will be traveling with Sally? A. Her parents. B. Her father. C. Her friends.
Question 35.
When will Sally arrive in New York? A. 11:30. B. 12:30. C. 2:30 p.m.
Okay, and which class do you want to fly? Economy, business, or first class?
Let me see. Economy class, please.
And will anyone be traveling with you?
Yes, my parents will go with me.
Is this a round trip or do you want a one-way ticket?
We will stay there for Christmas, so we want one-way tickets.
Okay, please give me a minute while I check seats. Good. There are 3 seats on Tuesday, but not on Thursday. The flight leaves at 11:30 and arrives in New York at 2:30 p.m. local time. Shall I book it for you?
Yes, please.
Question 33.
What class does Sally want? A. Economy class. B. Business class. C. One business class and one economy class.
Question 34.
Who will be traveling with Sally? A. Her parents. B. Her father. C. Her friends.
Question 35.
When will Sally arrive in New York?
A. 11:30. B. 12:30. C. 2:30 p.m.
Part 4. Talks. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer some questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, or C. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken 2 times.
Question 36 and 37 refer to the following text.
There are many holidays in the world. Some holidays are the same in different countries, while others are not. Also, the same holiday may be celebrated in different ways. For example, on Mother's Day, some people send cards or flowers to their mothers. Others cook for their mothers.
Question 36.
What is the speaker talking about?
A. People like to celebrate holidays.
B. People may celebrate holidays differently.
C. People like Mother's Day.
Question 37.
What do people not do on Mother's Day, according to the speaker? A. Cook for their mothers. B. Give flowers to their mothers. C. Give their mothers money. There are many holidays in the world. Some holidays are the same in different countries, while others are not. Also, the same holiday may be celebrated in different ways. For example, on Mother's Day, some people send cards or flowers to their mothers. Others cook for their mothers.
Question 36.
What is the speaker talking about?
A. People like to celebrate holidays.
B. People may celebrate holidays differently.
C. People like Mother's Day.
Question 37.
What do people not do on Mother's Day, according to the speaker? A. Cook for their mothers. B. Give flowers to their mothers. C. Give their mothers money.
Question 38 to 40 refer to the following talk.
The date of the Mid-Autumn Festival changes every year, but it always falls on the 15th day of the 8th month in the Chinese lunar calendar. It means that the festival is on August 15th in the Chinese lunar calendar. It is the second most important festival in China after Chinese New Year. Chinese people celebrate it by gathering for dinners and watching the moon together. Romantically speaking, just like Dragon Boat Festival is to remember Chu Yuan, Mid-Autumn Festival is to remember Chang'e. She tried to protect her husband and flew to the moon.
Question 38.
Does Mid-Autumn Festival change every year?
A. Yes, it changes in the Chinese lunar calendar.
B. No, it doesn't change in the Chinese lunar calendar.
C.
No, it doesn't change in the Chinese solar calendar.
Question 39.
What do people usually do on Mid-Autumn Festival? A. Eat mooncakes. B. Light firecrackers. C. Watch dragon boat races on TV.
Question 40.
Who do we remember on that day? A. Chu Yuan. B. David. C. Chang'e.
The date of the Mid-Autumn Festival changes every year, but it always falls on the 15th day of the 8th month in the Chinese lunar calendar. It means that the festival is on August 15th in the Chinese lunar calendar. It is the second most important festival in China after Chinese New Year. Chinese people celebrate it by gathering for dinners and watching the moon together. Romantically speaking, just like Dragon Boat Festival is to remember Chu Yuan, Mid-Autumn Festival is to remember Chang'e. She tried to protect her husband and flew to the moon.
Question 38.
Does Mid-Autumn Festival change every year? A. Yes, it changes in the Chinese lunar calendar. B. No, it doesn't change in the Chinese lunar calendar. C. No, it doesn't change in the Chinese solar calendar.
Question 39.
What do people usually do on Mid-Autumn Festival? A. Eat mooncakes. B. Light firecrackers. C. Watch dragon boat races on TV.
Question 40.
Who do we remember on that day? A. Chu Yuan. B. David. C. Chang'e.
This is the end of the listening test.